Let us always offer tender, loving care to others. Amen. Cut it down. Why should this fig tree be wasting the soil? The gardener replied, "Sir, let it alone for one more year, until I dig around it and put manure on it." Obviously, the owner of the vineyard saw this particular fig tree as worthless. And what happens to things deemed worthless or unproductive? They get thrown away. Now, we know in this parable that the fig tree is a metaphor for a person. So what does it mean to deem a person as worthless or unproductive? And when we make that value judgment, what happens to us? I think when this happens, our hearts harden a little bit more each time. We stop seeing people as inherently good and decent. We stop being curious about people. In time, that hardness will work its way inward, and we will find that we have no room for grace, even for ourselves and those we love. And this got me thinking about people who often get written off, thrown away. And I've been thinking about addicts and addiction. And every time the Gates clergy gather, our police chief shares about how every one of us knows someone who is actively abusing opioids. And it isn't the usual people we might think of. It's everywhere. All ages and demographics. And our police chief also shares about how recovery now makes a real difference in the lives of addicts, the addicts' family, and our community. And please come get Narcan training every third Thursday for free. And there are times when I see people from outside of Gates, and they share how thankful they are for the work the Gates police have done to bring resources into the community and to change how we deal with, talk about, and see addiction. And this led me to a talk called "Everything You Think You Know About Addiction Is Wrong" by Johan Hari. And he grew up in a family that struggled with addiction. And he shared that one of his earliest memories was trying to wake up one of his relatives and not being able to do so. And he was just a little kid, so he didn't really understand. But he did as he got older. And that experience sent him on a decades-long journey of trying to learn and understand addiction so that he could help those he loves. And along the way, Johan found a study by a man named Bruce Alexander, and he's a professor of psychology in Vancouver, and he carried out an experiment. And the professor explained to Johan the idea of addiction that we have, that story, comes from a series of experiments that were done in the early 20th century. And they were really simple. You get a rat, and you put it in a cage, and you give it two water bottles. One is just water, and the other water is laced with either heroin or cocaine. If you do that, the rat will almost always prefer the drug water and almost always kills itself quite quickly. So there you go, right? That's how we think it works. Then Professor Alexander comes along and he looks at this experiment and he notices something. And he said, "Wait, we're putting the rat in an empty cage. It's got nothing to do except do drugs. Let's try something different." So the professor built a cage that he called Rat Park, which is basically heaven for rats. They've got loads of cheese. They've got loads of colored balls. They've got loads of tunnels. Crucially, they've got loads of friends. And they've got both the water bottles, normal water and drugged water. But here's the fascinating thing. In Rat Park, they don't like the drug water. They almost never use it. None of them ever use it compulsively. None of them ever overdose. You go from almost 100% overdose when the rats are isolated to 0% overdose when they have happy and connected lives. Johann ended his talk with, the core message for him needs to be, you are not alone. We love you. At every level of how we respond to addicts, socially, politically, individually. And Johann acknowledges that it is really hard to sit with an addict in the middle of addiction. And what he has tried to do, and he can't always do this consistently, and it's not easy for him. He says to the addicts in his life that he wants to deepen the connection with them, to say to them he loves them whether they're using or not, whatever state they're in. If they need him, he will come and sit with them because he loves them, and he doesn't want them to be alone or feel alone. For Johann, the opposite of addiction is not sobriety. The opposite of addiction is connection. Jesus offers us a reminder that we all need second chances, maybe even 3 or 4 or 5. We are all in the need of beginning again. To do so, we have to let God's grace into our lives and into how we see the lives of others. We also have to build and maintain relationships. We need community. Because sometimes we all need some extra tender, loving care. And when we offer tender, loving care, we nurture and keep our own hearts softened. This helps us make the space we need for letting God bring forth fruit from our lives that we could never have produced on our own. God is always tending to and cultivating us. Let us do the same. Amen.